Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
Yep.
And?
I couldn't finish it.
Oh, let me guess where you got stuck.
Okay.
Bottom right.
Yep.
Yep. I had to confirm an entry. I don't know if that counts. I should count that against my streak, but 44 down, one of the Lesser Antilles. I thought it was St. Kitts, and I had St. Kitts down. But there were two other words in there that I was unsure of.
Were they 42 and 43 down?
Well, I had enough of the crosses that actually it came down to, I was a little wobbly about 52 across.
Yeah.
Get. And
which was Grok.
Which was Grok. And that's what I had. That's why I thought it was Kitts.
Uh-huh.
But 56 down, blank tip, beef cut.
Uh-huh.
Now, I figured you'd know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was try, T-R-I.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, with 42 down, the charge for some truckers, I had C-A-R, and I had it in ending in A-G-E, and I thought car rage. I thought that you would accuse, like in court, you would charge a trucker with car rage. They were mad at the cars around them.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty clever. It turns out that it would have been cleverer to have gone with cartage.
Which is the right answer.
Which is the right answer, yes.
Uh-huh.
And after I discovered that St. Kitts was right, I looked at car rage again and thought, charge for some truckers. Oh, it's the charge that they are... Either they are assessing or they are being charged.
Yes.
And so I realized it was cartage. And then I just had one letter to fill because 43 down. Drawing of the body without its skin from the French.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking there was going to be something like dermis or epidermis in there, but it was écorche.
Uh-huh.
And, I had the ECO and I had the CHE. And I think, because I had car rage, I had 56 across ROI, raw for the French for king, and I was thinking like king tip. That sounded good for a name of a beef tip, but, and that meant that I had a couche, E-C-O-O-C-H-E, and then I thought that didn't look good as a French word, so I thought maybe it'd be E-C-O-U-C-H-E, but it turned out to be a couche, which I'd... never heard of.
Yeah.
I presume you didn't. You hadn't heard of écorche.
I have heard of it.
Really?
But I could not remember it.
I'm willing to say that I've not heard that word before ever.
Uh-huh.
That for me was a new discovery.
Mm-hmm.
As possibly was tri-tips.
Uh-huh.
But there was some good, it was a hard crossword.
Yes, it was.
It took me an hour and 43 minutes.
Wow.
Yep.
I finished it in 47.
Wow.
Exactly. But I had, because I had never heard that word, Grok. I thought 44 down was St. Kitts.
Uh-huh.
First thing I was St. Bart's. And I had grab, like you grab.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, no, I got the tri-tips. I had Leedac, UV light, Pepys. I thought, it's got to be St. Kitts. But I just couldn't, I couldn't get cartage, and I couldn't get écorche. And then I also couldn't get 36 down. Hybrid, what was that? Hybrid Thanksgiving dessert, yeah. Pie caken. I'd never heard of that.
So I had that, and I wasn't sure if it was right, but it was like, that just sounds weird enough to be true.
Uh-huh.
But that K from pie caken ran into 57 across quickly and soon. The answer was in a wink.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. I mean, it looked right because 58 down, baby. I had the two E's of that, and so it turned out to be wee, like baby, wee one or something.
Right.
At first I had tot, T-O-T. But I guess a tot's older than a baby.
Yep.
So, but I needed a three-letter word, and it was available.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to pull it. I had to pull a lot of things here. 39 down, rounded say. I had IN, and I guess it's the computer scientist in me. I wrote integer.
Oh.
Because if it's an integer, actually usually truncate when you're, anyway, I had integer, but it turned out to be inexact.
Right.
That probably makes more sense for rounded.
Yep.
And you mentioned UV light for 62 across. I was doing this quite late at night for the mm-hmm. most part. And so where it said sunblock blocks it, I wrote down sunburn because it prevents sunburn,
uh-huh.
but it doesn't really block a sunburn.
Well, I sort of wondered about UV light. It isn't so much the light that it blocks, it's the rays.
Well, I think they're sort of synonymous, right? I mean,
I suppose.
You've got ultraviolet light, you've got infrared light, you've got uh-huh. the visible spectrum.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, so they can take liberties there.
Uh-huh.
60 down, what's the blank? And the answer is diff.
Uh-huh.
I just always thought that diff, short for difference, would be D-I-F-F.
Uh-huh, me too.
But here it was spelled D-I-F.
Right.
And I thought the one next to that was interesting. What halophobia is the fear of, and I wanted it to be the fear of angels.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But it was the fear of salt.
Yeah.
So that's curious. I wonder uh-huh. who has a fear of salt. Oh no! Well, I suppose you could have if you're like on a low sodium diet, you might have a fear of salt. Mm-hmm. Next to that was. Musical, 51 down, musical equivalent of two whole notes, brev.
Yeah.
I guess I should have known that.
But... I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So.
I think they've used that before.
Oh, have they?
At first I was going to have aleve, A-L-E-V-E, but I wasn't sure how a medicine was going to work into that. And the one next to that, 47 down, go from E to F. I'm like, E from F. And I was like, is that to flatten it or is it to sharpen it? But it turns out to be fuel up.
Right.
I started with fill up.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then got that to be fuel up.
Uh-huh.
But even with fuel up, I mean, that ran into 50 across LA Jazz venue where Thelonious Monk recorded a live album with the It Club.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think they might have used that a long time ago. It seemed vaguely vaguely memorable, but. Well, anyway, 37 across where I-25 meets I-40, abbreviation, mm-hmm. and that was NMEX, New Mexico.
That's right.
I was thinking it was someplace further north.
Me too.
I was like, or I was going, I first I went for Oreg, O-R-E-G, because I had the E in there, but I had to eventually backtrack on that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I found this to be a very 30 down strenuous. And the answer to which was taxing crossword.
Yeah, me too. It was hard.
Yeah.
But it was Saturday, so you come to expect that.
And it was by Sam Izerski.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've been defeated by Sam Izerski before.
No, me too. Many times.
I was sort of ready for it. But uh-huh. I was pretty, I wish I hadn't looked up St. Kitts. I mean, verified St. Kitts. You see, I always distinguish between if I look it up and I have to change it, or if I look it up and I'm just confirmed it.
Uh-huh.
But by my own rules, I was a success. I'm always a success by my own rules.
Uh-huh. Aren't we all?
13 down, bullish, was taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Yeah, that was a new word for me.
Yep, and that it sounded right. I mean, uh-huh. you know, it had sort of like Taurus in there.
Right.
But yeah, everywhere I had to sort of... dig, like 15 across like cranks was grouchy.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of, you know, maybe it's something with gears or teeth or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was amazed that I got this, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
It took me a long time to start to get traction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
But I liked it. It didn't have... There was not a lot of popular culture in it. There wasn't something where you had to know this famous actress who I've never heard of versus this rapper who I've also never heard of.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was just, even if you didn't know it, the sound of the word could sort of, like with a Korsh, that sounds like a French word. You know, you could sort of rely on lore to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to write a crossword like this that's hard but doable, without having to dig into, sort of trivia, I think is pretty amazing.
Yep, it was good.
Sam Mazursky, good job. So, listeners, if you are listening to this podcast and are like, wait, 41 across was what and 9 down was what? We recommend you go to xwordinfo.com. That's xwordinfo.com. Because there you can see the entire New York Times crossword, the grid filled in with the answer, with the clues. And so it sort of makes it easier as you're trying to follow along with us.
Right.
So highly recommended. And I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please let us know either way. You can email us at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.